Okay, so we're up to Mishachin Ra. And the Yehi Rat saying that Rebbe was Misakin, which is after the Berchas HaShachar. So so he said that Hashem should save us Me'azei Panem, Me'azuz Panem, Me'adam Ra, U'Me'chaver Ra. Now we're up to Mishachin Ra, which means from a bad neighbor. Mishachin Ra. The Avodram says, why do we want to be saved, spared from a bad neighbor? Kadesha lo nilke imo, in order that we should not be punished together with a bad neighbor. Now what does that mean? If a person has a bad neighbor, it's not his fault. Why is he punished if he has a bad neighbor? But the idea is that if a person has a bad neighbor, so then automatically things will rub off. He'll be mushpa from the bad neighbor, and he might follow in his bad ways. There's a famous medrash in the beginning of Parshas Korach, Bamidbar Rabbah, in the beginning of Parshas Korach, that says, Oyle Rasha, Oyle Shcheinoi. Woe is to a Rasha, and woe is to his Shachin. Why is that? Again, it's not a segula thing that if a person is near a Rasha, so Hashem punishes all the people that are standing near Hashem. It means that since Dasan and Aviram were from the Shevet of Reuven, and Reuven camped near the Mishpacha of Korach, because it says Korach camped on the south side of the Mishkan, and Reuven as well was on the south side of the Mishkan, so Dasan and Aviram had a shaychus to Korach. So therefore, Laku Imoi va'avdu min ha'olam, they ended up getting punished together with Korach. Va'avdu min ha'olam, they ended up being lost from the world because they were mushba, they were influenced in a bad way from their neighbor. And the influence of a bad neighbor, we could possibly compare to being in the atmosphere of smokers, even if someone is not smoking directly, but you can't say, oh, if I didn't smoke, so it doesn't make a difference. If a person is in the area of smokers, he's gonna end up smelling like smoke. It's something that happens automatically. So even if a person says that I'm near someone who's a Rasha, but I myself am not a Rasha, but automatically certain things rub off. A person can learn a not nice expression from a Rasha, a bad midah, an insensitivity, or a lack of tiktok and mitzvahs. If a person has a shachin who's a Rasha, so that itself is a terrible thing because it can eventually rub off on him. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Zayin, Nitai Ha'abeli Oimer, Nitai Ha'abeli used to say, Harchek Mishachin Ra, person should distance himself from a bad neighbor. Harchek Mishachin Ra, how do you distance yourself from a bad neighbor? So Rabbeinu Yoina over there on that Mishnah explained that just like when a person goes to buy a house or to rent a house, he looks into the house, he looks in to see the quality of the house, to see the size of the house, sees many, many different pratim in the house. So Rabbeinu Yaina says, Kach yesh loy lishol al hashchenim. One of the things a person should inquire about when he's moving to a new home, whether he's renting or whether he's buying, he should be shoyal al hashchenim. He should ask about the neighbors. Im ro'im heim, if they're bad neighbors, yirchak mehem. He should distance himself. He shouldn't buy that out. V'latoyvim yikrav. If they're good neighbors, he should live there. That should be a plus in the house. So the idea is, harchek mishachin ra. It doesn't mean if a person has a shachin ra, he should move. Obviously, if he could, that would be a great thing, but that's not always so practical. But it means if a person is looking in to move to a new area, to a new house, so as they say in the world of real estate, location, 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 right? Those are the three most important things. So according to Rabbeinu Yaina, location includes who you're next to, who your neighbor is. A person has neighbors who are bad, so that's not a house that's worth buying. And it doesn't mean only the next door neighbors, but a shchuna, a shachina, a shchuna means a community. Person has to make sure that when they choose a city to settle in, they choose a neighborhood to settle in, has to be a neighborhood that has high standards of Yiddishkeit. And like this, the good hashpa will rub off on him, as opposed to the bad hashpa of a shachin ra. So this is what we dive in every day, that Hashem should spare us, Hashem should save us, mishachin ra, from a bad neighbor who can influence us in a bad way, and eventually do terrible things for our ruchnis. Okay, then it continues. What does mipegara? What do those words mean? So the Avodram says mipegara means koyres hazman, koyres with a kuf, koyres hazman, which basically means the happenings of the time. Maybe we should say the mishaps of the time. That things happen on a normal day. You have accidents that happen. A pegara, for example, a car accident. That's a pegara that we ask Hashem every day, that Hashem should save us from a pegara. The word pigua in Eretz Yisrael usually is used in reference to a terrorist killing. That's a pigua. That's an accident that happens, that a person gets killed, person gets hurt through the act of a terrorist. That's called a pigua. Unfortunately, as we've learned, a person has to daven for that in America as well, that a person shouldn't be caught chas v'shalom in a pigua from the sharm. So pegara includes all these things, whether someone is trying to kill us b'mezid, or whether it's tam in a car accident, or any type of pegara that could happen to a person. So that's something that we have in mind every morning when we say that Hashem should save us. Shetatzileni hayom uv'chayom. We say mi pegara. It's interesting. The word pega, the shayrish pegia, it means to meet. To meet or to encounter. That's the word pega. And that's why it's explained as koreis hazman, because the mishaps or the happenings that a person meets up with, that's why the koreis hazman are referred to as pegara. I saw a fascinating thing once in the pirish of the son of the Rambam. Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam has a sefer on Chumash, which is called Hamaspik La'ivdei Hashem. Interesting name, but Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam and Parshas Vayetze, and that sefer Hamaspik La'ivdei Hashem, in Perachof Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, right in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, says there, Vayifka Bamokim. Yaakov Avinu met the place, he encountered the place. That's Vayifka Bamokim. So he says over there, Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam, that the word for Hariga, the word for a homicide, for killing, is Pegia, because Vayifka means to meet. Lefisha Ha'hoireg Miskare Vel Ha'horug. The murderer draws near and meets the victim, meets up with the victim. That's the idea of a hariga. Hariga means the murderer and the victim coming together, and the murderer kills him. That's why a pigua is called a killing is called a pigua, because there's two things that are meeting up: the murderer and the victim. And he says that's why the sharish of pega is used for such a word. And he adds an incredible thing: umizeh hushal l'tzvila. Because of this, the terminology is borrowed to use l'gabe tzvila. We learn that from that pasuk vayifka v'amokim. The Gemara in Brachos that Chavav Amibay says, we learn that from there that Yaakov Avinu Davin Tfilas Ma'ariv. The Gemara in Brachos that Chavav Amibay, it says that we learn that from this pasuk Vayifka Bamakom, that Yaakov Avinu met up with the place, that it means to daven. What does meeting up have to do with davening? So Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam says, Lefisha hi pegisha bein hamispalel la'adoinov. What's the essence of Tfila? Tfila is a pegisha, encountering and meeting. We encounter our Creator every day, three times a day. That is the essence of tefillah. That's what tefillah is. We come to Hashem, we recognize that everything is from Him, and we praise Him, and we ask Him everything that we need, and then we thank Him. That's the pegisha that we have every day with Hashem, and that could be used often the shorish of pega, of meeting, because that is the yisoid of tefillah. That's an interesting piece of Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam, beginning of Parshas Vayetze. By a pigua of killing and a pigia of daven and vayichka amokim and meeting up at the place, all has to do with the same idea of two things meeting up together. Hakapanim, that's all included in the tefillah mipegara. All these types of encounters that are in a negative way, accidents or killings that we ask Hashem to save us from every single day. Okay, then we end off midin kosher. What is midin kosher? From a difficult din. Seen different translations about this, but it seems the pshat that's muskan by most mufarshim is midin kasher, from a difficult din. What does it mean, a difficult din? So if you look on the side of the Gemara and Brachas, I mentioned to you that this tefillah, Rebbe was the one who created this tefillah, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, and it's brought down in the Gemara and Brachas after Zayin Amibayz. And on the side of the Gemara there, it's brought a pirish on these words, midin kasher, from the Aruch. The Aruch, before they had the Jastro dictionary, the Aruch was one of the Rishayim, Rabbeinu Nosson, Bala Aruch. He wrote a dictionary, but it's very authentic, written from one of the Rishayim. So a lot of the Rishayim quote the Aruch. But Al Kapanim, the Aruch says there, what does it mean in the time of the Gemara, Midin Kasher? The Aruch says that Sheyicholim Anu Ladun Shaloi Bekoishi. Sheyicholim Anu Ladun, that we should be able to judge Shaloi Bekoishi without difficulty. Which means that when judgment, when Dinei Torah come to us, We shouldn't be too difficult. It shouldn't be a din kasher. It shouldn't be a very difficult din. It should be a din that we're able to paskin easily. What does this have to do with this tefillah? So in the Pirush Iyun Tefillah, which is in the Oitzer HaTefillahs, he explains there, because this was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi talking. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, in addition to being one of the greatest Rosh Yeshiva, was also a Nasi in Klal Yisrael. And as you can understand, all difficult matters came to him. The most difficult Dinei Torah in Klal Yisrael came to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So he davened every day that Hashem should save him midin kasher, from a difficult din. He was davening that no din should be too difficult for him to pass. So that's the application, the way Rebbe applied it, as being a dayan, the head dayan in Klai Yisrael, the Nasi and the Rashiva. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi davened every day that Hashem should spare him Yidin Kasher from a din that's too difficult for him to pass. And I was thinking that the truth is we could each apply this. We all say this these days, even though we're not dayanim, and people are not necessarily asking us our Das Torah and our Psach Din. So, but I think we could each apply this because, in a certain sense, we are all dayanim. Everybody has to make decisions on a day-to-day basis, whether it's decisions in halacha, the person has to pass in whether he should do a certain thing or not, what bracha he should make on something, or even stam decisions that we have to make in life, any decisions, what yeshiva we should go to, any decisions that could come up in life, we are dayanim that we have to pass in. Sometimes we're able to sit down with the Rav and ask a shayla. Sometimes something comes up very quickly, a person has to make an important decision, and he doesn't have time to be misyayitz with anyone. So we're asking that Hashem should spare us mitin kasha, nothing should be too difficult for us. There's no unsettling feeling in the world more than when a person doesn't know what to do. He has a situation, he's involved with the shidduch, or he doesn't know what job to take, and he doesn't know. When he finds out what's the best thing, when a Rav can tell him what's the best thing, or when he makes a clear decision and he sees the truth of the matter, then that's the biggest simcha in the world. There's a well-known expression, Ein simcha ka'ataras hasfekas. I've heard it many times. I would be very grateful to someone if they would find me the mucker of such an expression. But that's an expression. Ein simcha ka'ataras hasfekas. There is no simcha in the world greater than hataras hasfekas when sfekas are decided and determined that a person is not mesupik anymore, and he knows exactly what to do. This negeh, as a person goes through in his life, the parasha of shiduchim, as we said, choosing yeshivas, deciding on a job. A person sometimes wants the answer to be yes. Fine, but second best to yes is no, that he knows that this one is not for him, and that's it. But when a person is not sure and he's mesupik, it's the most unsettling feeling in the world. So ein simcha ka'ataras hasfekas. That's the expression. And that's the idea of Yidin Kasha. When we ask Hashem Yidin Kasha, it possibly could mean not just that when we become a Dayanim and people ask us Shailas, we should be able to master all the Shailas and not be caught. Nothing should be too difficult for us. But any din that we have to pass in on, whether it's a din in Torah, whether it's a din in Hashkafa in our life, no din should be, no decision should be too difficult for us. When we remain in a Suffolk, we should always have the Yishav Adas and the right Hadracha to make the right decisions. I share with you an episode that happened to me in the summer. I went over to my Rebbe, Rav Asher Arieli, and my last visit with him when I was in Eretz Yisrael, and obviously he knew that I was going to America to become a Rebbe, and I asked him being my Rebbe, I asked him, what's my tafkid as a Rebbe? What am I supposed to get? Am I supposed to be teaching the Bachram a piece of Gemara? Is that the point of a Rebbe? What's the tafkid of a Rebbe? And we had a nice conversation. He told me a lot of interesting insights. But one thing that he said, that the tafkid of a Rebbe to Talmidim in Yeshiva is to give the Talmidim a simcha in their learning. To give the Talmidim a geshmak in the learning, that they understand something besimcha. That they have a happiness in their learning, and therefore even after they leave Yeshiva and go on to other yeshivas, but they'll have a simcha, a geshmak in their learning. He said, how do you bring about a simcha in the Talmud's learning? When you give them a clarity in learning. He said, many people feel that the opposite of happiness is sadness. The opposite of simcha is atzus. He said it's not true. The opposite of happiness is confusion. He said the opposite, the hepach of simcha is bilbul. When a person is confused, that's the opposite of happiness. When a person has something clear, and he has a sugya clear, he understands, this is Rashi Shita, this is Taisi Shita. Even sometimes you leave something with the kasha, but you have clear, this is the kasha, this is something that's bothering us. It's not like a haze, the sugya is very clear. You have this question, we don't have an answer to this question, we suggested an answer to, this is Rashi Shita, this is Taisi Shita. When you give the Talmidim a clarity, then they have a simcha in their learning. And I remember walking out of there with a very elevating feeling that the idea of clarity is not just something that now I understand the sugya. Clarity brings a certain menuchas hanefesh to a person. Now I understand the sugya. Now I understand what my decision in deciding yeshiva should be telling. And it's not like there's 18 variables and factors and you're not sure which one. No, you have everything clear cut on a piece of paper. These are the positives. These are the negatives. And even if the decision might be unclear, but if you know clearly exactly what it's telling on, then you're on your way to getting the clarity of a decision. And this is something that's true in learning, as he said, but it's true in life as well. When a person is unclear, it's a very extremely unsettling feeling. Person, we ask Hashem every day that Hashem should save us midin kasha. We can have this in mind as well, that not just that we should pass and always the right halachas and know din Torah should be too difficult for us, but no decision in life, whether it's in learning, understanding a halacha, or understanding a sugya, or stam deciding on what job to take, or what girl to marry, or what anything that comes a person's way, we should be zeicha to be spared from that unsettling state of confusion. We should have the menuchas ha-nefesh that comes along with the klarkeit and the clarity in each inyan.